Hello and welcome to another episode of Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse with me, your host, Gina Lizardi. My goal with speaking out against domestic abuse is to educate, empower, and support you on your journey to achieving only healthy relationships in your life. On this episode of Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse, I'm going to be speaking to you about you are braver than you think. Have you ever been afraid? My bet is yes. Fear is something we all have, whether that fear is real fear, such as the fear, for your life or your safety, or self-imposed fear. Many times in our life, we become paralyzed by fear, afraid to make any move at all. Hiding from our fear isn't going to stop them from coming at us full force. I don't know if anyone has ever told you this, but you are a lot braver than you think you are. You have all heard of people who have run into burning buildings or lifted a car off of their loved ones, right? Your first thought may be, look at that crazy fool, or it's a miracle. However, we all have that courage within us. What is courage anyway? You may be asking. According to Wikipedia, courage is the choice and willingness to confront agony, pain, danger, uncertainty, and intimidation. Physical courage is bravery in the face of physical pain, hardship, death, or threat of death. While moral courage is the ability to act rightly in the fear of popular opposition, shame, scandals, discouragement, and personal loss. So in layman's term, courage is doing the hard things and scary things in the face of fear because it is the right thing to do. Let's look at ways you can tap into your bravery inside of you. We can't always control our circumstances, but we can always choose how we will respond to them. While it is easy to blame someone else for our woes, you have to take back your courage and decide on your own. Decide to own who you are and how you will live your life, not how others say you should be or how you should live. You may have to decide in a split second if you are going to let the circumstance control you or if you're going to take control of that circumstance. Another way to tap into your courage is to always have integrity. Integrity, or doing the right thing, even when nobody's looking, is the only path in life you will never get lost on. We all know those people who lie about what they have done or said, that they can't keep their story straight. This is because they do not have integrity. They choose to do the wrong thing by lying, and it only catches them in their own traps. Placing integrity at the cornerstone of every decision you make requires a willingness to do what is right above what is convenient. Sure, it's easier to take the low road, but easy isn't always right. Doing what is right in the face of fear takes courage. Stepping up to courage may be asking yourself to question the assumptions and beliefs you've been living by up until now, and opening your mind to alternative ideas and ways of thinking about a circumstance. Doing so opens up new possibilities for yourself and your life that you otherwise may never have seen. Ultimately, being willing to challenge your stories unleashes you to experience life in a whole new way, more exciting and more meaningful ways. Just because you have lived in a certain way for so long, or that your parents did it the same exact way as you, doesn't mean it's right for you or that it is right for your life anymore. Things change, and it's okay to change with them. You shouldn't just accept what life is handing you. We as humans have to choose as to how we want to live on this planet. To learn more, tap on the blog link listed in the description, and it goes more into detail about how you can unleash your bravery. And until next time, please be safe out there. We're living in a crazy time of coronavirus and not knowing what's what. Stay inside. Self-quarantine so that we can get through this as quickly as possible. And until next time, be bold, be brave, and always be safe.